Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy Wednesday to you. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. 1201, almost 1202. Here in the great city of Houston.
It's a humble brag right there.
What? What?
I said that's a humble brag.
What's right the humble there? Brag? Great city of Houston?
We're on time.
Oh, yeah. That was not the intent. Actually, what I was thinking is one. That
hitting
means,
that clock, baby.
That means that we're in the 12 o'clock hour. Which
he was going old school for a minute.
Yeah.
It was.
What's the weather?
It's Wednesday.
Looking over your shoulder, it looks like it's overcast. Might be a little rainy out there. Definitely chilly. So
you got to do it in this voice. It's Wednesday.
How about those old FM guys? 12:01 in the Bayou City. Yes. 1 minute after 12. They did the time like three times.
And they used about 45 seconds of a segment there.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I mentioned the time, obviously, to talk about the fact that it's 12 in the 12 o'clock hour. We have a couple giveaways that are coming through. It's a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops. We'll be doing that. And then also we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to the Houston Hoop Classic. Is that what it's called again? Yes, Houston Hoop Showdown. I want to make sure I got that right, where you'll be able to see the University of Houston take on Florida State. So all those things are happening in this hour. Also, at this time tomorrow, there'll be a familiar voice. Obviously, John Lopez is familiar. Mine is familiar. Figgy's familiar. Are you familiar with Nick Wright?
Yeah.
We'll talk to him.
Oh, Nicky Poo.
He will be the face of our Behind Enemy Lines this week as we gear up for Texans Chiefs. But before we get there, I think I want to bask further in where this Texans team has found themselves. They're 7-5 now, which is a far cry from the 0-3 and the other different stops that they've had to this point. And there's a real different air around this team. There was a point in time where I thought we'd be talking draft. Relatively, like, mm-hmm. around these times.
Oh, yeah.
And right now, we're starting to look at what it looks like if and when they make the playoffs mm-hmm. and what kind of the different ways that you can win in the playoffs. Hell, we didn't have any occasion to talk about the different ways to win in the playoffs. We were playing Jim Moore drop, right? Like, playoffs, I'm trying to win a game.
Yeah.
They've done that. They've won those games. In fact, seven of their last nine, they have won. Mm-hmm. And here they are. And so, with that being the case, who would you say is more responsible for getting them to this place? Is it D'Amico Ryans or is it Nick Caceri? Which is funny because I'm sure both of them would hate this question, right? Like, they like being the tandem. They're the team.
Right.
They work together.
Mm-hmm.
However, we're doing sports radio, so bump that.
That's right. So, you know what got me thinking about this?
What's that?
Lake and Tomlinson?
Yeah, Lake and Tomlinson. A guy that was signed
I'm
to
dead
be
serious.
Your left guard.
I'm like, you know, Nick Caserio has done a terrific job in so many ways. But he hasn't done a good job in other ways. And yet, you know, Woody Marks, you know, what's the reason the run game is doing so well outside of the offensive line coming together? It's been Woody Marks, you know, Jaden Higgins. You know, we're sitting here comparing him to some of the, or at least his characteristics, to Nico Collins. Some of these other, you know, moves that have just transformed this team. You're talking about, you know, Will Anderson. And being the best speed to power guy in the entire NFL, according to ESPN. Well, that was a trade old Nick did that got that thing.
Yes, he did.
Happened. So
that was an active, aggressive move in order to acquire
so many great things. But if we just funnel it down to this roster, this team, this season, where would you say, you know, the bigger hand in a turnaround? I mean, this turnaround was very unlikely. At 0-3, there were some who were saying, "That's it. Well, you know, it ain't going to happen.
You know what's funny? I think both of your options here clearly have pros and cons.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I'm going to simplify this, the answer is D'Amico Ryans, right? If I'm going ultimately simple, I go, Nick Caserio buys the groceries. D'Amico Ryans is in charge of fixing up what the groceries bring you. And that there's been some fixing up, right? If you want to take that from the offensive line. The groceries were bought, but eventually, and the getting there was a problem because we were doing all sorts of mixing around. The idea that they have a buy-in from Titus Howard in order to move to left guard, the willingness to you know, obviously, I guess, stick with Jake Andrews because that seemed to at least have worked to some degree, even if we still think that you might have a better option.
Right.
This is an option that has worked. Cole Popovich being in that circumstance and getting these guys to all work together. But Trent Brown, I guess you could say, is a Caserio portion. Mm-hmm. And as much as we can talk about on this offensive line, the fact that you brought in Cam Robinson to be a starter and he's no longer here. The fact that you brought in Laika Thompson to be a starter and he's no longer here.
Jake Andrews, the weak spot.
I would say so.
Yeah.
You can also point to the fact that if we had gotten what we had liked, Ariante Ursary wouldn't be that guy. Ariante Ursary is one of the five best, at least tackles early on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how many of those guys I'd trade him for. In fact, when we're talking about young tackles, Josh Simmons, one of those guys that was taken ahead by the Kansas City Chiefs, no less, he's having surgery on his wrist. Not to say that that's like a demerit on him.
Right.
He's on IR. You're not seeing him this week, which we could talk about more in the context of how Patrick Mahomes is going to be running for his gosh darn life.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that more. But Ariante Ursary, there hasn't been injury issues. He's jumped in and been a starter immediately. He's been really good on the blind side of the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been one of the things that's helped you solidify this thing.
You can extend it. Blake Fisher.
Well, yeah.
You know, and you, I'm sure you heard the stat, you know, during the game. And I knew we talked about it. They haven't been great with him as the tight end in the jumbo package. I think it was J.J. Watt was talking about, not only have they not been great, they're worse. They're worse with him at tight end than they are with him not in terms of blocking grades and such. So that, you know, that's a Caserio guy. Juice Scruggs, you know. So you look at Caserio and like, thank you. Oh my gosh, what were you doing? What were you thinking in terms of some of the things he does? Then there's this, and my short answer is D'Amico as well. You know, who has the bigger hand in their turnaround? Because it is a turnaround after an 0-3 start. And he's held the line, man. You know, he's been just adamant about next play, not worried about the standings. Maybe some of it is you know, hogwash because you know he is looking at some of these
bull
things.
Jump.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to think of something like that. But nevertheless, and to be able to rally the team to be able to do these things, make some tough decisions, you know, in terms of the roster and who's playing, who's not. My short answer is D'Amico Ryans. But then I also go back to what we talked about at the top of the show. And that is, you kind of feel like they're also this style, this preference, as much as it's working because of the great defense, is holding back C.J. Stroud in this offense some. That's D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah.
You know?
It is. And I was like, some of the other things that we would complain about with D'Amico Ryans still are there. I think that's the thing that I come back to is that I have a little bit of a complicated relationship with both of these guys, but they've both added into it. Because, again, you talk about rookies, man. Like, Jaden Higgins doing that is a guy that they made the decision of drafting or operating the way that they did in the first and second rounds there to go ahead and draft him. Acquiring Jalen Nowell as well as a counterpart has been useful for them. If for no other reason, then he's kind of returning the ball really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he hasn't really broken very many that haven't gotten called back, at least.
Yeah.
But he's consistently picking up 14, 15 yards return, which is not something to scoff at by any means.
Not at all.
I mean, it sucks that it happened so quickly, but Jalen Reed looked like he was capable. And that's a sixth rounder that you – or is he – six? Yeah, that's a sixth rounder that you had in the secondary. It feels like they've been able to take – you know, and of course, some of this, again, is the way that it's coached up.
Yeah.
But they've actually gotten some really good young pieces that have been able to help them in this.
Where does
Woody Marks, of course, as well.
Oh, yes,
right?
Yes. And where does Davis Mills fall in this? That was Nick Caserio's highest draft pick a few years ago, and he was a third-round pick. This team is not where it is without Davis Mills doing what he did for 3 weeks. So you can kind of, you know, go back and forth on this whole thing in terms of who's had the bigger hand. As you pointed out, they'll say, and maybe the fair answer is both of them.
It absolutely
both of them have been doing it. But here's the other thing. as much as we've kind of singing the praises of what Nick Caley has done to be able to rally this offense and get it done behind this offensive line that is finally set, I don't think you have Nick Caley and maybe the argument of are you holding back C.J. Stroud without Nick Caserio.
Yeah, you've long held that.
I firmly believe it.
Sure.
Nick Caserio, Cole Popovich, a lot of these guys are on the offense. The whole offensive shift has been a Caserio joint the whole time. But now it's working. You know, right now it's working. I don't know if it's a long-term, you know, answer or how it will play in the postseason, but I think you could argue that this type of offense in the postseason does work.
I think the intertwined nature of this and how we're discussing this, even as we try and separate it, it keeps coming back together. And I think that one of the interesting things that might be worth doing in this, and look, I reserve the right to, depending on how things look, you know, change the way that I feel about this, but we've been hard on Nick Caserio. We have been. And I think that there's still reason to be because, again, we're looking at Laken Tomlinson who's gone, and I raise my hand and feel like I could have seen that one.
Yeah.
Even the Cam Robinson, I was like, I feel like I could have seen that one too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also wouldn't have seen Ed Ingram. So, like, that's the give and take of this. I also wouldn't have seen Trent Brown being as effective as he has been.
I didn't think it was going to happen.
Didn't either, right? So, like, there, that's 50, that's 50-50 there. That's two for four on either side of it there. But I got to give him credit where credit's due on, like, still having enough there.
Mm-hmm.
And doing it in tandem with D'Amico Ryans to the place where they could figure out a way to get this going in the right direction. So, I mean, I think that the real answer, if we're not doing the sports talk radio of it, is like they clearly both have a hand in getting this to the right place.
Now, let's go to the completely hackish radio question. If you had to keep only one of them, if you had to keep only D'Amico or only Nick Caserio.
I don't like this question. I would like to not. So you want to talk about Josh Simmons injuring his wrist? How you want to talk about that and how that impacts it?
We could.
That's a really tough question. It's a really tough question. Because, again, this is where I can't separate it just to this year because Nick Caserio has helped them develop the defense. But all of that is in the style of what D'Amico Ryans does. I think the answer would probably be D'Amico Ryans if I had to get down to that. Because the strength of this team is the defense, and the defense plays the way that it does because of D'Amico Ryans.
And culture. That would be my answer. These words that become cliches for a reason. Culture does make a difference in NFL locker rooms. And everything from how they responded to 0-3 to how they, you know, made the adjustments during
never
the season.
Q word never came close to being uttered or being valid in that locker room.
Yes, and I think the culture of this team is why they are where they are, and I think D'Amico Ryans has been able to hold it, you know, to steadfast, so to speak, with it in the locker room. I still don't, you know, fully embrace what they are offensively, and I think that's a D'Amico thing, but I think he's the biggest reason that they are where they are.
And now I think that they get an interesting, like, a test is not the right word, but an interesting kind of data point in this Kansas City Chiefs game. Because, like, I talk about time and place, right? Like, the cold and going to that place. Like, can they exercise demons? That feels like that's going to be a culture point on top of, like, the actual play.
Oh, it's a big moment. It's going to be a big moment. Even though the Chiefs aren't what they've been in recent years, to go in on a Sunday night in Kansas City and win that game, I think that's going to be – It's gonna elevate the confidence, elevate just the stature of this team, and especially if they do it the way they've been doing it with, you know, defense and shutting down Patrick Mahomes. And by the way, as bad as the Chiefs have been comparatively speaking to previous Chiefs team, Patrick Mahomes is having a good year. He's playing pretty well.
He is.
He really is. So it'll be a big win if they can do that.
Yeah. And I mentioned time and place because of the cold and the outdoors. D'Amico Ryans on the coach's show was asked about that. I was interested in his response because I think it ties into what we were talking about. Is there anything that you can do to prepare this team for the cold weather in Kansas City?
Hey, if anybody has any tips, let me know. Well, for me, my mentality says, hey, you got to man up for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Let's go to work. No matter what the conditions are, you man up, especially with the cold weather.
Yeah.
Hey, put on something warm, not too warm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put on enough where you're not worried about it. And my mindset is always, man, you go in a game, it's like you got to psych yourself out mentally.
Right.
Also, it's like, I'm not worried about the weather. Like, put that behind you. It's going to be cold. Get over it. Now, what are you going to do? It's cold for them as well.
Who's going to be the shirtless or sleeveless guy on the Texans?
Oh, what a great question.
Who's going to be the shirtless or sleeveless guy walking out for warmups?
What's funny is not many of these dudes feel like they're that guy who needs to show the bravado. I don't think it would come from that place, but in my brain, I go Daniil.
I go Dalton. Dalton Schultz.
You think so?
Really? Yeah. Even coming from Cali?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, he also played he played in Cali, but he also played in NorCal. Mm-hmm. And we think of Cali. You say Cali, I think you might be thinking Southern California. It's not all sunshine up there in Northern
Daniil's
California.
A good pick.
I think Daniil just gonna have the guns out, man.
Yeah.
I feel like the muscles insulate him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a machine. It doesn't even matter how cold it is.
That, oh, you know who it is? Jake Andrews. 100%.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because he's the kind of undersized, you know, all effort guy that you know, obviously he's not having a great year, but you know, sort of is there.
Don't do that.
Because of you know his effort and heart and toughness and all that. It's gonna be Jake Andrews, sleeveless at least.
It's not gonna matter in the way that I think you're asking the question. I think Jakob Johnson is also a good shot.
I could see that one.
I mean, German dude, pretty yoked in and of himself.
Yeah.
I feel like he might end up out there with the shirt off. Cade Stover. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Cade yeah, that's Stover. Probably it. Yeah,
good answer, Stover. 832.
That's probably
good
it.
Good answer. Yeah.
And it always fascinates me because they know they're cold. They know we know they're cold. Everybody knows they're cold, and they still do it.
And it's not – and to be fair and to be clear about this, it's not about just, you know, not just wearing sleeves. It's like – the performative nature not wearing sleeves.
Right.
Yeah, like David Njoku
who
go out there with no shirt at all.
They all want to wear a parka, but they go out there shirtless or sleeveless because like, hey.
I want you to see that I'm not cold.
Yeah, I'm right off of Lake Erie with no shirt. This is nothing to me.
Yeah, exactly. Stover is the answer.
Stover would be a good answer. Either way, I think that's also indicative of the cold. He doesn't, like D'Amico, even as he's like, hey, we just got to get that yard or what have you, he doesn't often give off meathead, which I think is kind of a credit to him because it could easily get to a point where it's like, oh, there's the meathead head coach.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of appreciate it in that moment. Give me a little meathead head coach, right? Yeah. Like, hey, man, just get out here and thug it out, guys. Mm-hmm. Be tough. Mm-hmm. It's cold. Who cares? Get out. Play football. But either way, super excited.
Fairbairn going shirtless.
You know what? He might.
No,
I can see him doing it, trying to get for himself. Like it's less about trying to show anything than just like, hey,
that brother gonna be in the turtleneck, in the trench coat.
Gonna have the gloves, a little parka gloves that go up to your elbow.
Oh, but also we might have missed an easy answer, which is just Will. Will gonna be out there early working just because. He's excited to do it. He's excited to play football. If it's rain, hail, sleet, or snow, like he from the USPS. Like that's how Will gets down. Mm-hmm. All right, excited for this game as we continue to work towards it. And like I said, in 24 hours, we will be wrapping up with one Nick Wright in getting ourselves ready for this game. So appreciate you rocking with us here in the loop. And you know why? You know what? Because I'm so appreciative, let's give something away. How's that sound?
Let's do it.
Okay. Caller number 9 right now to 713-572-4610 will win a $50 gift card from Texas Star Grill. The caller will also be entered for the chance to win a Traeger Woolridge Elite Grill and a case of John Lopez's OG sauce at the end of the football season. All you got to do is be caller number 9 right now, 713-572-4610. Somebody said Tommy Townsend revenge. Go ahead and do that.
Hey, it is.
All right, coming up next, let's do our lunchtime confessions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Do y'all get into the Spotify rap thing as much as I do?
Kind of, but I don't. Yeah, I don't use Spotify.
I don't use Spotify, but I'm kind
of. I always forget that a lot of people just use the iTunes or whatever.
I use Tidal, which gives me a little rewind. Yeah. It's just it's not as in depth as Spotify, but I got a little look at it.
Yeah, so it's Spotify Wrapped season as of today. I think it's correct when it's really starting to hit. My confession is I don't know what to make of my top five artists that I've hit on my Spotify rap. Number five, the Beach Boys. It checks out.
I mean, that would check out just age-wise and certain sensibility, sure.
Four, Rolling Stones. Again.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three, Fleetwood Mac.
Incredible band.
Yes. Two, this is where it gets interesting, The Chicks.
Formerly known as the Dixie Chicks. Yes. But they, okay.
And
I'm not really familiar like with enough of their music.
Here's the thing, and I think this is the I like
one song,
one of their songs.
Yeah. But you like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
Gotcha.
And it's always playing. It's actually the Fleetwood Mac song. You know, the Chicks. You know.
Really?
Yeah.
I hadn't thought. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah.
And number one, Taylor Swift.
That's not surprising.
That sound about right.
You think it sounds right?
You'll be out here telling us that she's better than Michael Jackson. Of course you do. But I don't understand.
But I couldn't even name but three of her songs. I just like listen. I think she's good. I just listen to her.
Sure.
You know?
It's not a quiz.
And
for
here's
you,
the other part of the confession. I feel like I'm cheating on Christina.
Yeah, I'm surprised I ain't seen no Christina in there.
Christina's been number one the last 2 years.
Mm.
Oh, that's interesting. Because one of the things that I noticed in my kind of equivalent rewind is the top five artists are not necessarily the artists that I like the most.
It's the songs.
Like, one of my top artists is Currency, you know, New Orleans, you know, kind of backpack rapper almost, whatever, or blog era rapper is what I should say. And it's because he's put out a lot of albums this past year, so I've listened to those albums in that run.
Maybe that's it, because it's Taylor Swift, Yeah,
Taylor just had the new joint come out, and you probably gave it a really good listen.
I did.
A few times.
Several times.
And so that ran the numbers up.
Do you feel like that's your most listened to artist this year? Because I feel like Taylor got a lot of little tie-in with Spotify. She might have spiked it up a little bit.
Oh, you think there's nefarious dealings happening.
And you know you get personal.
I think I looked at mine last year where I was like, I was not listening to this person all of this time. I think they had the artist her.
I think what it is.
I'm like, I don't be listening to her.
I think it came down to like a month of time this year. For about 2 weeks with her latest release, I listened to it all the time when I was driving, fishing and stuff. And then about 2 weeks, a few months ago, I listened to a lot of her live concert stuff. So I think that skewed everything. I was a little surprised that Taylor Swift was my number one. I mean, I listened to it, but like I said, I'm not like a Swiftie or could quote everything and all that. I just like her music. And then Christina didn't even make the top five.
Yeah,
she's been
my
number one the last 2 years.
Well, you got a new number one.
That's crazy.
And number two is always an option, you know?
Yeah, and it's not surprising. No Michael Jackson in that top five.
Oh, Michael
not
Jackson?
Not surprising.
I listened to
him. Nope.
You don't have a lie for us.
Don't try to counter this.
Don't lie for us.
Yeah, I totally understand your love for Taylor Swift now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Monday Night Football was interesting for me in a way that I didn't expect it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Jackson Dart. One of the things I've said about Jackson Dart is I don't know that he's actually good, but for them, he's intriguing. And that is something that they've not had for a long time, is just like a fun quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason that he's fun is that he is reckless.
He is reckless.
However, we can acknowledge he's reckless, and he got that big blow that he had on the sideline because he didn't just get out of bounds.
Yeah.
And Dan Orlovsky had a take on this, and I just thought he was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I usually like Dan Orlovsky quite a bit. This is what Dan Orlovsky had to say about Jackson Dart.
Can we get off of the Dart taking these hits conversation? I don't understand when it became okay for us who cover the sport to be like, hey, will you be less competitive? He's on the road. The team stinks. He's trying to get back into the starting lineup. He's going against another young quarterback. It's Monday Night Football, and we want him to just not be competitive? Like, yes, he's going to have to take less hits, but we're talking about this young man in regard. I would much rather have a young quarterback that is unbelievably talented and ridiculously competitive and worry about, okay, I got to take some hits off him. Yes, he knows that. He'll grow into that. I'd much rather have that than, hey, can you try a little harder?
Boy, am I with you on this.
This is a terrible take.
This is awful.
This is an awful take. Like, I get it. Yeah. Being competitive is one thing. If you want to be actually competitive in the NFL, you know what you need? A healthy bleeping quarterback, dude. What are you talking about?
You need to play.
He sound like Mike Shanahan in Washington, man. RG3, go on back out there with that broke leg.
And by the way, this is the guy that ran out of the back of the end zone to avoid being hit.
I wasn't going to go there. I wasn't. I really and truly wasn't.
This is the same guy that avoided being hit by running out of the end zone. No, you need your quarterback on the field, man.
Yeah, I was like, that extra yard of quote unquote competitive, like, it's supposed, you got to be smart.
Mm-hmm.
That's a smart man's position. I mean, really, just football, you want to have smart dudes on the field, but that is a smart man's position.
Mm-hmm.
Extra yard is not worth the quote unquote competitive feeling that you get.
Have you heard the term work smarter, not harder?
Yeah,
I have.
Like, why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes no sense. Like, that little half a yard. Nah, man. Like, everybody in the NFL is tough.
Like, being stupid,
you don't need to prove it.
Being stupid for the right reasons is still being stupid.
What would he be saying if it was like a season ender right there? Like, literally him, not us.
Yeah.
Literally Orlovsky.
Yeah, it wasn't like he was trying to get the first down or something like that, and the game is on the line, and you just putting your body on the line for this. Nah, man. Just step out of bounds a half a yard short.
Yeah.
Week 13. Early December, your team not going nowhere for real.
Yeah.
And I understand what he's saying is like those are factors that in a, you could view in another way where it's like, hey, still go and compete. Sure. Yeah. Wouldn't nobody question if he was competing.
Exactly.
But I can, I mean, honestly, if I could spin this to a place where I go, the rest of your teammates want you to be smart because we need you more to throw this football than we do to get that extra yard.
Mm-hmm.
Be smart for us. Yeah. And so, yeah, I completely disagree with a usually pretty good football mind of Dan Orlovsky, but I thought he was absolutely wrong.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he sounded like a meathead right there, man. So we've been, I feel like everybody's been kind of talking about college football when it comes to rivalries and all that type of stuff. And it was rivalry weekend pretty much last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to confess, and this might be, I don't know if any people will really understand this. But I got to confess, I feel a lot better when Ohio State beat Michigan than I did when they won the championship last year.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, like I felt like it was a weight lifted off of me, man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was super happy when they won the national championship.
Yeah.
But when they just beat Michigan on Saturday, that felt so much better. It felt like I won a national championship, man. And I can't really explain it. I know that sounds silly.
It doesn't.
And y'all kind of, I know A&M and Texas kind of got a little thing going on. Yeah. And, you know, A&M going to be in the playoffs. And if A&M win it all, I'm sure everybody be happy. But I just feel like it's a little different when you beat that person that you know, you can't really get over.
It's so funny you mentioned this. We actually talked about this on the Bite Me podcast yesterday. Yeah,
anywhere where you can get where podcasts,
wherever you get,
yeah,
your podcast, 100%. You can listen to the Bite Me
podcast.
Talking
sports,
and we were talking about, you know, because we just kind of go like we do here, and we're talking about that. And Caleb brought up, would you trade, you know, a win over Texas for playing in the national championship? I said, absolutely not. 99.9% of the time, I'd rather beat Texas than, you know, make a run or whatever. But right now, you got a chance to win. I mean, who knows if they are? Who knows if they're going to get knocked out in the first round? But you still have a chance to win the national championship. This year, maybe, and this year alone, and that's the other difference. Ohio State has won national championships.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing, man. That's the other thing, because even when they won it recently.
Yeah.
I was happy. Don't get me wrong.
Aggies don't have three national championships.
Yeah, I was kind of like, yeah, I felt like I was the Patriots or something. Just like, yeah, I'm used to this.
That's the difference.
But
I don't think it is. I think the difference is this is what college football has been like. These are the things that make college football fun and.
But
different.
I would trade it this year
for the Nat,
because it's been forever since the Aggies have
won
the
championship. Yeah, you don't really have an option now, don't you?
No. I think going in, I would have told you that. But like next year, let's say the Aggies win it, I don't care. Yeah. I beat Texas.
I was just being a jerk. No, but I think that this is what made college football, or hopefully continually, makes college football different, is that it's the rivalries, it's these things, as opposed to that singular championship.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that make it worthwhile. Like this is the texture in that there's value outside of just chasing this one thing. There's other things that I will lose all these other games if I could just beat y'all right here. Yeah, like that's beautiful.
And I think the thing is specifically with A&M and Texas, how y'all kind of run across each other all the time.
Yeah.
So when you lose to them,
It's
like I got to deal with this crap all year round till we play again next year.
Yeah.
And so that's how I felt when Michigan beat Ohio State the last 4 years.
We could be sitting here next year. And if the Aggies win the national championship this year, I'm on the record, I'll say I'd rather beat Texas than win the national championship. We just got to get that one, though.
I totally understand that. Yeah. Yes.
281 said, y'all are what's wrong with football today. The idea that I want my quarterback to be healthy, especially when you consider the way the football is situated, this is such a quarterback heavy sport right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if that little hit knocked them out for the season?
Right.
I'm not saying
it doesn't really matter to them.
I feel like you got to work smarter, not harder. You ain't got nothing to prove to us.
And look,
we know you're a tough guy.
I'm not saying don't be tough. Like, if you hear that, then you're hearing incorrectly.
Yeah.
Don't be stupid is the thing.
Yes.
And taking an unnecessary hit that doesn't actually give you anything. Like Figgy was saying, if this was we need a yard and there's a dude between that yard and you, go ahead and run through him.
Yeah.
That I understand. This was running on the sideline and trying to get an extra yard that wasn't actually going to get you the first down anyway.
Yeah.
No, then you be smart.
Yeah. Live to see another day.
Yes, sir.
Anyways, those are your lunchtime confessions here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Wednesday. And on Wednesdays, we like to do a little thing called Judge John Lopez. Let's enter the courtroom next.
Yes, sir. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The court of the honorable me is now in session. Got a couple of cases for you today. These fine attorneys that are sitting in front of me, play attorneys.
Yeah, so it's like, please, please don't bring any of your legal thoughts.
You're going to piss all the real attorneys off on the test line.
They're not real lawyers. Where did they,
your guys don't know what you're talking about.
When did they pass the bar?
And let me tell you, I do not believe I could pass the bar. Have you seen any of these like sample bar things that pop up on social media?
Not in a long time, no.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah,
my daughter-in-law, all I know is it was... Like,
it's easy.
It was tough.
I also like reading, but I don't like reading enough.
Yeah.
Not for that.
All right, first case ahead of us today. One New Orleans Pelican player, Zion Williamson, has been diagnosed with a grade 2 hip adductor strain and will be gone for at least 3 weeks. Is last time I saw it. The case is the star player dream is dead for Zion Williamson. He is just going to be a player, and he's just going to be a guy that never quite reaches his potential. Counsel Gilliard.
Yes. So, Your Honor, I just want to say I appreciate you bringing this case back up because mm-hmm. I was representing the person that felt like this skinny Zion wasn't going to do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to prove a little more. And this is what I mean. He just got an injury. He's injury prone, man. And I think everybody kind of knew it. But the whole losing weight thing, we thought that would be a little easier because in mm-hmm. real life,
yeah.
when you lose weight, you know, you feel better. You be in the best shape of your life.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I felt like this is a little bit different. He's an amazing player. And when he's healthy, he's probably a top 10, top 15 mm-hmm. type of player, that type of talent. But, man, he just always hurt, man. I think that time has passed. I'm glad he got his money. But I just think he's just a guy, man. I hate to say it like that. This guy, he's only playing, 40 games a year?
As I see it here in front of me, he's played 224 out of a possible 493 games, so he's batting 450.
Is that good?
That's not good.
Okay. Yeah.
45% of the time he's playing.
Yeah, I think the whole superstar thing is over with. I think you can't really depend on him. You can't build a team around him. If he's there, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't expect him to play a whole season. So I'm totally out on Zion being the superstar.
Right. So the superstar days are not over? Counsel Attitude? Atitula?
I would like to do something.
You want a plea?
That is very.
Got the plea deal,
I would like
man?
To do something that is incredibly unprecedented. I'm throwing my client under the bus here.
Oh, really?
Because I have not passed any bar. I'm not beholden to this, and I don't have to follow any of your ethics. I also think this is not the case. I would like to see the case.
Y'all are making my job easy.
To Counselor Figgy Fig. Because I wanted to look into this. I mean, he's still averaging 22 points a
What's
game.
What's the plea deal,
10.
By the way? We'll get to that.
We got to figure out what the plea deal is. But there's a few things that I looked at that made it really tough for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's that, I mean, he's not rebounding at a particularly high rate. Like, Him getting his body into check and like taking it more seriously, and injuries are going to be injuries. These things happen, right? And so if I wanted to make the case of like injuries happen and this is not the same extent of injuries that he has had, dude, the things that make him great in his size are becoming mitigated in some ways in league, especially mm-hmm. or just generally as he gets a little bit older. He's only 25, so I'm not trying to pretend like mm-hmm. he's ancient. You recognize that his three-point percentage from his rookie year, which was 43%,
mm-hmm.
and then as he increased his volume a little bit, his third year that he actually played, which is his fourth season, he shot like 37%. Still good.
Yeah.
Last year, he shot 23% from three, and this year, he has not made one.
Ouch. He hasn't made one?
Or at least he has not made enough for it to rate.
Okay. Dang. Right? I didn't even know that.
The versatility that mm-hmm. he had is going away. The athleticism that he has is great, but also you cannot depend on that.
Mm-hmm.
He's not looked quite the same physically imposing as mm-hmm. he's gotten slimmer. Like, I think the things that make him that were going to make him a superstar
right.
are gone, and then the injuries are going to take him away from being a star. I really do wish, because, like, I love what he represented. He just hasn't been able to get off the ground because the injuries have hampered.
When you see him at his best, it's a wow kind of thing.
Yeah. And I was trying to be nice. I ain't want to tick nobody off saying, oh, he's a top five, top 10. But if he was healthy and
at
playing like
best,
this,
yeah,
he would be a top 10 player.
Yeah, he would be. So what? So clearly, we're going to have a cop a plea here from Council Atitula.
The one thing I can argue here, though, is that the idea of being a star and a superstar, I think, are different levels.
Mm-hmm.
And he could, this through the 10 games that he did play, he's still putting up 20 points a game.
Yeah.
In a consistent way on a team that is bad. It's not situated yeah. to help a star player be the best version of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if he can make his way back, he can still be a star player. Like, that's not dead. But the idea of the superstar, yeah, that one's gone.
All right. So yeah, the Pelicans are 3-19.
Ouch. Man, they make the Wizards look like a good team, man.
Oh my gosh. The Wizards are 3-17. So they actually have a better winning percentage than them. So okay. So we'll have a hung jury.
You could give him his win.
You're both getting it.
I feel like I should get the win from the previous.
That's right. That's right. Court hearing. Give the man his, I'll take that one.
Yeah. All right. Another case for you guys here in the court of the honorable me. So we are all familiar with one Lane Kiffin and the news that he has made, and, you know, just leaving Ole Miss a mess, which, by the way, there's a little bit of news, happening as we speak. If I can have a sidebar,
please,
so to speak,
it's your court.
The Ole Miss athletic director has spoken today and said that, what Lane Kiffin said about the players wanting him to stay and coach and him negotiating to stay and coach is a lie. that he said that from the very beginning, both Lane Kiffin and his agent, Jimmy Sexton, knew that coaching in the playoff was not going to be an option.
Which actually makes sense.
Of course. It absolutely does make
sense. Does that at all make him look better here?
No, he continues to look worse.
Okay.
Now you just got another lie and the AD calling him out on it. All right, but this is the case here. One thing that Lane Kiffin has done is allow his offensive coordinator, Charlie Weiss Jr., who was on the plane with five other coaches and Lane Kiffin to LSU and was in Baton Rouge and getting ready to start his coaching career with LSU. All of a sudden there was a little bit of a change. Maybe Ole Miss, you know, and LSU, you know, had this discussion. He is now allowing Charlie Weiss to return to Oxford and coach the Rebels all the way through the playoffs until they are eliminated or they win a championship. Is it hypocritical for allowing the offensive coordinator back to Oxford, but not Lane Kiffin or anyone else? Council Figueroa.
Ooh, I think this is a little bit hypocritical, Your Honor, because I know y'all just said Lane Kiffin wanted to coach the rest of the time, mm-hmm. and all that other mm-hmm. stuff. Ain't trying to get into all that. But I think it is a little hypocritical that you won't allow Lane Kiffin to, you know, coach out the rest of his playoffs, mm-hmm. but you want his coaching staff to stick
coordinator,
around.
Yeah.
Yeah, to stick around and coach throughout the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think some of it is he's taking a lot of the offensive staff there.
Yeah.
So they ain't gonna have anybody. So I think they did have to, you know, dial it back a little bit and say, hey, can you stay around for a little bit?
Figure out something.
Yeah, but I do feel like it's still, you know, even with all that said, I do still feel like it's a little bit hypocritical that
mm-hmm.
you won't allow the head coach to coach
yeah.
the rest of the year, but his staff can.
Yeah.
It's Lane bleeping Kiffin. No, I'm just playing. That would be fun to just be like, I rest my case. No, I think,
two words, Lane Kiffin.
I think the difficulty here is that Lane, I think, if you allow him to stay, is there's a clear recruiting from within
mm-hmm.
that's happening that I don't know is quite the same with Charlie Weiss Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that ends up operating just a little bit different. That is more of a functional, making sure that this continues to work, play calling. As opposed to Lane is very clearly, I am out, but I am taking things with me. And, I mean, he is still going to take some of those things, including Charlie Wise Jr. I do recognize this. Plus, also, all's fair in love and war, and this is very much devolved into war. Have you heard? some of the women in Oxford, and I say women very particularly. Now, I don't know that it's only women, but I've seen women who were at the Pilates studio. You remember?
Oh, they're torching him. The hot yoga thing.
Hot yoga.
Yeah,
sorry,
hot yoga.
I thought it was Pilates for some reason. Yeah. But hot yoga. Yeah. Saying that he was a terrible. patron there. That he would like mess with the thermostat and stuff and be knocking people over and stuff.
And he would arrive late and expect his mat to be out and then them waiting and restart over.
They hate that dude. And I think that is part of it, man. Yeah. Like some of this is, you can't expect the same treatment if people just hate you.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. This to me is it's a difficult decision, but I think it's pretty clear cut. I feel as if, yes, they might be a little or even a lot hypocritical, but they are trying to win a championship. And I have a hunch, and this is me talking, I have a hunch that the reason that he went to let him go to LSU is they're like, oh, we can figure it out on offense. We got guys, you know, graduate assistants and other assistant tight end coach or whatever that can run the offense. Then they got into their first meeting and they're like, do you know what we're doing? Nope. Do you?
Where's the playbook?
Nope.
Anybody got the playbook
I
here?
I honest to God believe they went to their first meeting because he was already in Baton Rouge.
So they thought.
We can figure this out. We got a tight end coach.
We don't need you. Get to step. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Then all y'all going? Wait a minute.
Then they get the
nobody's
meeting.
Here.
They're like, so what?
Wait a minute. He took the playbook too?
I swear to God, I could just see it happening.
I ain't got no playbook. You got a playbook.
But even not just the playbook. Like, do you know what we're doing? Hell no. Do you? No. Let's call old Charlie back here.
You know what it sounds? Have you ever seen those companies that, I mean, it's happened very prominently recently, where they fire people, and like, you know, there's a downsizing, there's layoffs, and then they recognize, like, hey, where's the IT guy?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Does anybody have a code for it? No. Yeah.
Our computers just crashed. Call. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's like, hey, buddy, we know that.
Hey, we know we just let you go, but do you know the passcode to the computer?
I totally believe that's what happened. Because there's a ton of coaches on these college staffs. They probably got in there and go like, we got no clue. We have no clue what we're doing.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So, all right. There you go. Little Judge John Lopez here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. That Ole Miss thing has been fascinating.
I didn't think it was going to be this entertaining like this, man.
It seems like things around Lane Kiffin tend to be, whether it's him getting fired on the tarmac or him at FAU.
Yeah.
He needs a reality show at this point.
He does.
Well, I feel like that's what LSU is going to be.
Yeah.
Is there any program? Mm-hmm. There's a small handful of programs that get the amount of attention. And I know people that are like, actually, I don't think he's as good as we might be seeing. So this could get explosive by the time we're done there at LSU. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Speaking of college, why not college hoops? If you'd like to see some college hoops, not just any college hoops, the University of Houston Cougar basketball team, one of the best, if not the best team in all the nations, playing on Saturday in the Houston Hoops Showdown. They'll face off against Florida State at Toyota Center. You could be there. All you got to do is be caller number 11, 713-572-4610. You will win a pair of tickets to, again, the Houston Hoop Showdown. Watch the University of Houston Cougars face off against Florida State. Toyota Center's hosting this. The Showdown, Houston Hoops. It's a neutral site college basketball event. National runner-up Houston to Florida State. And it's the sixth all-time matchup between these programs. First in more than 50 years. A couple of really good programs. You get to see them clash. It's a unique thing. And if you're calling number 11, you can see it for free. 713-572-4610. If you don't win, we're still giving away all week, and if you don't win there, you can always go ahead and buy yourself some tickets to watch this game, but it's going to be a good one. You don't want to miss it. Be call number 11. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, is this the most realistic chance that the Texans have ever had to get to the Super Bowl? Let's break that down next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.